First we will learn the first verse from chapter 12 Bhagavad Gita. What is the name of the chapter? The Sanskrit of that is called Bhakti Yoga. Very good. So I'll just do it once and then I'll ask the others to repeat. Say evam.
Evam. Evam. Evam.
Satata.
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 Yuktaye.
Yuktaye. Yuktaye. Yuktaye.
Bhaktas.
Bhaktas. Bhaktas. Bhaktas.
Swam.
Swam. Swam. Swam.
Pariyupasate.
Pariyupasate. Pariyupasate. Pariyupasate.
Echa pyaksharam.
Echa pyaksharam. Echa pyaksharam. Echa pyaksharam.
Avyaktam.
Avyaktam. Avyaktam. Avyaktam.
Tesham.
Tesham. Tesham. Tesham.
Ke yoga.
Ke yoga. Ke yoga. Ke yoga.
Vittamaha.
Vittamaha. Vittamaha. Vittamaha.
Okay, so I'll just recite once so that it will be easy for you. Any doubt you have?
No.
Arjuna Uvacha.
Arjuna Uvacha. Arjuna Uvacha. Arjuna Uvacha.
Evam Satata Yuktaye.
Evam Satata Yuktaye. Evam Satata Yuktaye. Evam Satata Yuktaye.
Bhaktasvam pariyupasate.
Bhaktasvam pariyupasate. Bhaktasvam pariyupasate. Bhaktasvam pariyupasate.
Echa pyaksharam avyaktam.
Echa pyaksharam avyaktam. Echa pyaksharam avyaktam. Echa pyaksharam avyaktam.
Tesham ke yoga vittamaha.
Tesham ke yoga vittamaha. Tesham ke yoga vittamaha. Tesham ke yoga vittamaha.
Okay, now I'll recite the whole verse. Arjuna uvacha. Evam satata yuktaye bhaktasvam pariyupasate echa pyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittamaha.
Arjuna vacha evam satata yuktaye bhaktasvam pariyupasate echa pyaksharam avyaktam tesham ke yoga vittamaha.
Arjuna inquired.
Arjuna inquired.
Which are?
Which are?
Considered.
Considered.
To be more perfect.
To be more perfect.
Those who are.
Those who are.
Always properly.
Always properly.
Engaged.
Engaged.
In your devotional service.
In your devotional service.
Or those.
Or those.
Who worship.
The impersonal Brahman,
the unmanifested. See, basically, all of you know who spoke Bhagavad Gita?
Krishna
to Arjuna. How many years before?
5,000 or 500?
5,000.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay. So there are 18 chapters in Bhagavad Gita. In that, this is the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So, Arjuna was asking different questions and Krishna was answering those questions. So, you know, Arjuna is asking that, see, there are two types of people. There are some, say for example, now if I tell you Krishna, can you tell me what comes into your mind?
Supreme.
Yeah, Supreme Lord. Any other thing? If I tell Krishna, what comes immediately to your mind or your brain? What comes?
God.
That's all? Okay, what does he have? Flute. Then? He has a flute. Then? Yellow cucumber. Cow. Then? Peacock feather.
Lakshmi.
Okay.
Sudarshan
Chakra. Okay, so you know when you think of Krishna, you say this form, right? Something like this.
Yes.
Right? But there are some people like, now see, I tell you, worship Krishna. This is easier, right? Suppose I say, there is no form for Krishna. This looks like a form. At least we are able to relate. Oh, he also has a nose. I mean, of course, his nose is divine nose, not like us. But at least he has a nose, he has lips, he has hands. I mean, he has lotus feet, and he has his flute, he has his feather, all these things. We are able to relate. There is a form, right? Now, suppose I say there is no form, just worship. So, which do you think is easier?
With the form.
Now, there are some people, they are called impersonal worshippers. Means, that is, they don't worship a form of Krishna. They just worship. That is, in more specific, they worship something called Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti is a light that is coming out from the Lord's body. You know, the Lord is so effulgent or shining in your terms. There is some light coming out from the body of Krishna. That is Brahma Jyoti. There are people who worship that. They are called the impersonal worshippers. But there are people who worship the personal form of the Lord. Who is great? The light coming out from the Lord or the Lord himself?
Lord.
Yes. So the Lord himself. So that is personal form of worship. So Arjuna is asking, which is better to Krishna? He is just asking, are impersonal worshippers better or personal worshippers better? Now let us see tomorrow what answer Krishna gives in all the other verses. This one question of Arjuna is answered in 20 verses in this chapter by Krishna. From 2nd to 20th verse, Krishna is answering this one question of Arjuna. Okay?